Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Yeah, Coach Probst was in the hospital. I don't know if he's still there or not. I do not have an update. Another note here. Andy down in, I believe Andy is in Georgia. Yeah, let me look this up real quick. See if I can find it. Anyways, he says, Bill, that Netflix series started about a month ago about Valdosta. See, I didn't know that. I'm not in the loop on that at all. So me not knowing if it started or not, it's not shocking. Trey down in Natchez. Let me get this, and then we'll get some calls. Down in Natchez, Mississippi. He's a big Mississippi State fan. Says, good morning. Please help me understand what's wrong in Stark Vegas. He says, in reality, we should be 4-0 and ranked. If not for turnovers, terrible officiating, and late comebacks that come up short. Help me with my sanity, Bill. Mississippi State, I don't think there's any real big, deep, dark secret. Mississippi State does not have, I hate to use this term, because it gets abused, the Jimmies and the Joes. And that's what your problem is there. It's not anything else other than there's just not a lot of weaponry. There's not a lot of personnel at Mississippi State. And Mike Leach is trying to coach his way out of all that down there. And it's a struggle. LSU is a team with a lot more talent than Mississippi State. And, yeah, you made absolutely made a game of it. And your offense got to clicking, but just not enough. The best thing, I tell you, I know this isn't on topic for Trey's roster, but I always talk about audio clips that got away. Right, audio clips that we wish we still had, and they're gone forever. The best one, and this would be in the rotation, you would hear this one every Monday if we had it. And it's Mike Leach talking, and it was actually Chris Childers was talking to him years ago. And we played that clip so many times, and it got lost somehow. It's floating in the atmosphere somewhere, but we can't retrieve it. Nobody can find it. I've had people Google for it. Nobody can find it. But it's Leach talking about how he went on a trip, a vacation, during the summer. And he's in the Amazon, and he's fishing. And the locals, the fishing guide, tells him while he's relieving himself off the edge of the boat. Yeah, he's got to pee, so he's relieving himself. And the fishing guide tells him, be careful, because here in the Amazon, there's a tiny microscopic catfish that literally can swim up your stream into you and cause all kinds of problems. I don't know what happens when the catfish finally gets into your body, but apparently this thing goes to work and can cause some damage. I have no idea exactly what that entails. Probably you don't either. And hearing Leach tell that story is comedy at its highest level. Only Mike Leach would tell that kind of story. And apparently that's true. Apparently that is a thing. I've looked that up, and apparently that is not just some myth. That is a true item. Now, I don't know how many people have ever been, what would be the proper term, attacked by this little invisible catfish thing? How does it know how to swim up your stream? Is it put on Earth with the genetics to know if somebody's relieving themselves, find your way into that stream? I don't know. I have no idea. But that would be, if we had that clip, that would be with us every Monday. Somewhere in the audio library, Patton would have it, and he would be able to play it, but we don't have it. So all I have is stories I can tell. That's one of the many millions of Mike Leach stories I could talk about here. They're all good. They're all just incredibly good. Josh up in London, Ohio. Welcome in, sir.
Bill, good morning. You know what the best part about the whole weekend was? Watching Karen's team lose to Kendall Briles.
She doesn't like Kendall Briles. No.
I know. That's why it was the best part of the whole weekend. Hey, Bill, why is Boston College, they're getting 16 points at Clemson?
I saw you tweet that.
That seems like it's way underpriced to me.
Clemson is in trouble right now. Shockingly, they have nothing offensively to scare anybody right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, Bill, this weekend wasn't very good on the old pocketbook there. It was a rough weekend. I took a little bit different strategy this weekend. I bet a ton of single games, but I didn't fare out so well, about 40%. So, hey, better luck next week. You don't win every week, but, better luck next week, I guess. We'll keep at it. Kyle McCord, Bill, what do you think of his first performance as a true freshman? I thought, quite honestly, he was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I did too. Now, has Ryan Day said anything affirmative about what he'll do with the quarterback situation, or does he just simply go back to the original starter?
The only thing Ryan Day has said is that he's going to look at the tape, evaluate, and go from there. So I don't know what that, what that means for the future of C.J. Stroud and Kyle McCord. But if I had to put money on it, I'd say C.J. Stroud will be starting again this week. But Kyle McCord still has a little bit to do. I can tell that he's not really making his reads as quick as maybe C.J. Stroud is, so that could be holding him up a little bit. But those game time reps are extremely valuable for doing that. So
there's nothing
like nothing like it. But, Bill, that's all I have for you. I'll get off here. I'll be nice. I guess Chicken Wing Dan is waiting in the wind there. So
he is.
Bill, we'll see you later.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Wolverine, Rutgers tried to get after his team. Dan, welcome in.
Well, I have to say thank you, Josh. It's got to be sincere. The guy's legit. He said what he said, and it was nice to me. But you know what? That's good. I appreciate that. So same to you, my friend. So let's move on to the motion picture we see every year. The first four games, we basically, this year was the first three games, because Rutgers gave us a game. We play nobody. Every year it's the same thing. Basically four games, beginning of the year. And then after that, we get our butt kicked, Bill. If you saw that game, Rutgers stacked the line, and then Corum, McNamara could not hit water. He was in the middle of an ocean on a boat. Now, McCarthy is the guy we should be having because he can throw the ball. He can make those passes because we're going to need that because people are going to stack the line because they see Rutgers, what they did, and therefore we're going to lose these games because of Harbaugh has loyalty to his senior players, which I believe McNamara is a couple grades above him as far as he might be a junior. I'm not sure. But I do know he's got at least a year on McCarthy. So here's the deal. So we're going to go with this guy, McNamara. We're not going to be able to run the ball. He's not going to make his passes. And we're going to end up by losing games. And, Bill, it doesn't look good. What do you think?
I don't know if Wisconsin's got enough offensive weaponry to beat you. Now, their strength is what you're talking about, though. Their strength is their front seven on defense. They're stout up front. Linebackers are very good. Pretty good secondary as well. But I don't know that they have enough offense to offset Michigan in this game coming up.
But the facts still remain. I mean, if you watch the game, which I know you watch a lot of games, but what I see is it's the same scenario. You know, we've been very successful with the run so far. We really haven't played that tough for defense, but we had a lot of momentum going. And then Rutgers just stacks the deck and the line, and there you go. We just can't run the ball, and then we're stuck. And I don't care who we play. That's what they're going to do, the opposing team on defense, and then we're going to be in the same scenario. So, and you know what? I almost want to say, hey, listen, congratulations, Ohio State, because if they play like that, it's over. Even if it's going to be home this year, it don't matter. It's over.
Dan, have a good day, sir.
See you, brother.
Appreciate you checking in on this Monday edition. And, again, Balls of Steel coming up in hour number three. Mike from the Shoals. Excuse me. What happened to the voice just then? Mike from the Shoals. Let me see if I can get that out. Popularity poll in Arkansas this week. Bill, number one, Jesus. Number two, Mama. Number three, Sam Pittman. That's pretty good. That's not bad at all. Rock Westfall up in Wisconsin. Bill, when is Urban Meyer checking into the USC hospital for a heart attack? Well, here's my issue. I don't watch enough NFL ball to even know what's going on in Jacksonville. I assume it's not going very well, considering their roster, but I couldn't tell you. I don't watch it. I'm a Friday night, Saturday guy. I wouldn't be updated on it. That's the issue I have here. I don't enjoy it. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, Lincoln Riley went from coaching TikTok football to dial-up football. He needs to stop recruiting high school quarterbacks and ruining their career and stick to ready-made pro prospects who have already been coached up. Spencer Rattler is all kinds of discombobulated right now. Some fans are calling for the next big-name superstar recruit who's on the roster, Caleb Williams, who was ranked the top quarterback in recruiting a year ago. I don't know when they make that move. But Spencer Rattler goes from the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman to not looking like he's a starter at times. That's very confusing. Wow. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still busy out here, but it's moving down. Vietnam Vets, all that traffic coming out of Sumner County through Hendersonville right now. It's also building pretty good up through Brentwood, Franklin. Watch your speed. I-40 in through Kingston Springs. All that traffic flow coming in from Hickman County is picked up. Ellington Parkway at James Robertson Parkway. Looked like a very minor wreck there in East Nashville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In Event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Thursday Night Football is only on NFL Network.
That's going to be a dogfight.
We're here for a primetime showdown in the Lone Star State.
That's big time there.
Christian McCaffrey is ready to lead the Panthers to the next level.
Surgical precision.
But the Texans are looking to show out in front of the H-Town faithful.
Bang, touchdown.
Panthers, Texans, week 3 starts here.
This guy can run.
Thursday Night Football, Thursday at 8, only on NFL Network.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
As coaches, we failed to get through to them. As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, you know, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game.
Yeah, that didn't go over well back when Leach said that. Wow. I'd forgotten about that one. Ooh, boy. All right. Let's get moving here a little bit. West Coast Sooner in Los Angeles. Bill, we can talk about Spencer Rattler all we want, but when the offensive line can't bust a grape and we can't run the ball, what should we do? He said, shout out to the defense, though, at Oklahoma, and outstanding kicker for bailing us out. Tech Bogey 6. Bill, come on. Wolverine Dan, get with it. What do you think Michigan has been in the past? A $3 bill for a while. Pac-12 Dave, Bill, why does Jeff in the Borough sound like he needs to relieve himself every time he's on the phone? I haven't really noticed that. I mean, he's got that raspy thing, but that is his natural, that's his natural sound. Karen points out a tweet from Darren Ravel. Here is Darren Ravel's Sunday tweet. He tweets all the time, but here's one about name, image, likeness. He said, it's absolutely going to take a hit. Almost all the big names who emerged, Spencer Rattler, DJ Uiagalelei, Sam Howell, and Derek King, have not performed. And Karen's asking, is this an NIL curse? Well, I don't know that we know that yet. Now, something I brought up, back early summer when we were talking more about it, before it kicked in, before the NIL kicked in. If you're a college student athlete, and you're the quarterback, let's say, and you've been a big name since junior high, probably. Everybody's told you how good you are, and you've been good. You've been a really good player, and everybody recruited you, and you end up at a big-name school. Then, during your time, like no other time in history, they unveil the NIL, which basically makes paying players legal. I mean, there's some rules in there, but let's just admit it. It's basically saying, now it's okay. All those hundreds of years that we put teams on probation, and once we used to even take them off TV, and we even hit the death penalty on an SMU team, and all that stuff now wouldn't matter. Just have at it. NCAA just threw their hands in the air and said, the heck with it. We aren't going to police this. Just do it. Even if you're in a state that hasn't passed any laws or regulation about NIL, go ahead and do it. We're not going to come after you. We're not going to check you. Just do it. That's what they said. And I just brought up, I wonder if that's going to make it, as far as the work ethic and the grind that it takes to be your best, is that going to come into play and be a problem? I mean, if I happen to be 19, 20 years old and I was a really good quarterback on campus, and then you put hundreds of thousands of bucks in my pocket, gave me a brand new truck, would I stay as motivated as I typically would be? You would think you would, you would hope you would be, but to me, that's not going to help. I mean, now, again, I don't know if that's what we're watching with Rattler. And I mean, let's face it, with Spencer Rattler, West Coast Sooner was already talking about that. They're not blocking anybody up front much. Running game's not going. DJ Uiagalelei has not played all that well, but he doesn't have weapons either. Their weaponry at Clemson is down significantly from what they're used to, at least during this run of championships and playing for championships. Sam Howell lost quite a bit of personnel from a year ago, too, including two excellent running backs. Miami's just not any good. But is it reflective from name, image, likeness, and everybody getting, you know, your belly, I don't know what I was trying to say there, your belly is full, right? Don't know if that's a thing or not. We don't have enough data yet, but that's what Darren Revell suggested yesterday. Patton, who'd you say we have on hold here? Gator Mike, welcome in, sir.
Bill, how you doing, my friend? What a great week of college football again.
Yes, sir.
I missed the first hour. Did we spend the first hour praising your wonderful Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the pontification of Brian Kelly being the all-time winningest coach at Notre Dame? Did we do that the first hour? Is that what we did?
Actually, it came up. Yeah, it came up. Now him becoming the all-time winningest coach did not come up. But, yes, and he's quoted last week as saying, when they asked him, what are you going to be known for? He said, I'm going to be known, at least to date, for having won the most games and not won a national championship.
Right. I know, but isn't that unreal to think about, you know, that he's ahead of Rockne and Eric Persegian and, of course, Lou Holtz? It's crazy.
Oh, I know.
Unreal. Real quickly on the USC job, you know, Lane Kiffin is a great one on Twitter where, did you see where he did the troll job of he took a picture of the sign that said, welcome to Los Angeles this weekend?
I did. I asked Evie what that was about. She said he was out there recruiting, but that's funny what he does, man. Somebody brought it up. He's not Spurrier when it comes to, you know, quips and things and saying things, but he's our modern-day Spurrier when it comes to joking around and making fun of things.
Oh, yeah, he's good. So, Bill, what I want to talk about is another impressive performance by Dan Mullen. You know, to go from basically the number one passing offense last year to the number three after this week, rushing attack. We're only behind the two service academies, Air Force and Army, which are teams that run it, you know, basically 80% of the time. It's pretty incredible. He's one of the best at incorporating the scheme to fit his personnel. But, you know, I thought we did good. You know, we were young in the secondary going in that Tennessee game. I was worried about with Kyrie Elam being out. And, you know, both of Tennessee's touchdowns were off of big plays. You know, one was some 40-something yards and the other one was 75 yards. But overall, I mean, I thought, you know, people talk about Grantham too, but I thought his scheme was good. You know, it's just a couple guys not making plays, but shut out Tennessee in the second half. But, you know, I told a couple of my Tennessee people, I thought Heupel had a good game plan. I mean, he had some good schemes and stuff, just, you know, guys not making plays and obviously being late in the game. You know, he just doesn't have that depth with, you know, 71 scholarship players and stuff. But, you know, Dan continues to keep it rolling along. Got a big one this week. So, hopefully we'll pull it out. I had a couple of people message me on Twitter that, you know, hopefully we can shut Jeff and the Burrow up on Saturday night. So we'll see how that goes. But hope all's well, my friend. I just want to give my take. I haven't been able to call in a while with my job, so I figured I'd check in and let you know how everything's going over in Gatorland, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you checking in. Good friend.
Thanks, Bill.
There he is, Gator Mike. Florida's impressive. We don't know where they stand in the big national picture. They're obviously a top-10 looking team right now, and we all have the Alabama game to go by, which turned out to be a very good game. But you're right about Mullen takes different shapes and sizes at quarterback. And when I say shapes and sizes, I mean skill sets, strengths, etc., and adapts to them, whatever they may be, about as good as you can do. He's right. You can go from a pocket-tight, throwing, big 6'5 quarterback in Trask to now Emory Jones, a different size, different shape, different skill set. He adapts to that about as well as any coach out there. That is very true. And Emory Jones is playing some good football right now. With all the Anthony Richardson talking. Look, Anthony Richardson is very explosive and exhilarating to watch as well. But right now, there's no quarterback problem there. It's Emory Jones. And he's handling that very well. Early on, those games, probably people judging that probably too much. And you know what? I was sitting here talking about how explosive Anthony Richardson looked too. But anyways, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of the Gators. Kentucky hosting them, and I don't have that game in my top five. I do not have that game among my OOP top five, but that's one of them you're going to want to watch, and I don't think Kentucky wins that game. Florida would have to play, and Kentucky's a good, fundamentally solid, well-coached football team. They are. They are. I just don't think they've got enough weaponry to win that game. I'd be surprised. It may be a good game. Not saying it won't be, but I don't think that Kentucky ends up winning that matchup. I just can't see it happening. Pat, who'd you say we have on hold? Oh, that's right. Will up in Northwest Arkansas is a big Boomer Sooner fan. Will, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. So first of all, I think the tweet you read about Sam Pittman is wrong because I think he's just behind Jesus and ahead of Mama right now.
Probably is.
So
I agree.
He's there. It's fun. It's fun living here for Arkansas to be relevant and fun and exciting and you know makes everybody happy. But as far as the Sooners go, couple things. We were there at the game. And there was, you know, the booing of Spencer Rattler. And then ultimately, I think it was more on the offense, generally speaking. But, you know, my thought on that is, you know, if these kids are going to get paid, if they're going to be the face of the franchise, if they're actually going to be, you can call them professional or semi-professional or whatever, you know, that's going to happen. And they're going to have to just suck it up and take it. Because in my section where I was sitting, a lot of older fans, very knowledgeable. I mean, I heard people hollering about, hey, go get you a new car, you know, driving a new car. And you know, watching his demeanor also down on the sidelines, he's just not rah-rah. He's not, doesn't look like he really is as invested as he as he needs to be. Maybe it's a symptom of the NIL. Maybe it's a symptom of the fact that he's been, you know, Mr. Johnny Five Star since he was in eighth grade, and it's come easy for him. I don't know. But Weston, West Coast Sooner, is absolutely right, though. If they can't run the ball, then the play action is null and void. And they did put Wanye Morris, the transfer from Tennessee, they put him in at left tackle after the first series in the second half. And actually, he looked significantly better. So they may have something they can build on here.
Yeah, Wanye Morris, who was a five-star recruit coming out of Georgia, spent his first 2 years playing and wasn't starting at Oklahoma yet, and maybe that changed.
Well, yeah, I mean, they put him in. He wasn't starting. I don't, you know, who knows the reason, just wasn't quite there, but the left tackle that was in there played a horrible first half and into the second, and they put him in, and maybe he just plays better than he practices, but he looked a lot better, in that, especially in that last drive. But anyway, it's like I said, I'd rather be 4-0 and complaining than 0-4 or 2-2 or whatever, you know. They've still got time to turn things around.
Well, they do. I tell you what, I caught some backlash on it on Saturday, and I know it was Texas Tech, but Texas is looking pretty good right now after that Arkansas game.
They are. I enjoy, the love-hate, you know, with the rival. It's going to be fun in the Cotton Bowl in a couple of weeks because they're going to come in with a lot of momentum. And I'm not sure how OU's going to go into that game, but they got to get by Kansas State this week, and they've lost the last 2 years in a row to Chris Klieman and K-State. So that's probably going to be a pretty hard-fought game up in the Little Apple up in Kansas. But the defense is playing well. Alex Grinch has got them going. So that's always been the issue the last few years. And all of a sudden now it's just a totally different issue. But enjoy the show, my man. Thank you very much.
I will. Thank you. Shannon points out up in South Bend. Bill, if anybody in the audience is curious how quickly Monday got here, just show them this clip, and it's Chris Tyree. In the, what was that? Was that the third quarter or early fourth quarter? Drew Pine, who played well, but on that one particular series, he gets hit. He's trying to throw the ball. It's a fumble. Wisconsin gets it in Notre Dame territory. They take the lead 13-10. And it looks like they are grabbing the momentum. Yeah, it feels not. It's not an overwhelming feeling, but it feels like they're about to grab. Got to remember, they were about a 5.5-point favorite. They're about to grab the momentum. They kick it off. Chris Tyree takes it all the way. He's a Virginia kid who's a speed guy. And he can run. Now, Notre Dame gets criticized sometimes because the skill players aren't as athletic as Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson when they're right, Georgia, those teams. Chris Tyree can run with any of them. Number 25, he's a true sophomore. And that flipped the momentum again, and Notre Dame pretty much took over from there. Man, dominated actually from that moment on in the Wisconsin game. Up at Soldier Field. It was a beautiful day up in Chicago. Just watching it on TV. I wasn't there, obviously, but looked very pretty. Right there on the big lake. All that area I recognize, jogging through it and everything, beautiful. All right, we'll take the break. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's still moving right now on 65 coming down through Madison. It's heavy on Vietnam Vets. No surprise there. And through Hendersonville, all the traffic coming in from Sumner County right now into Davidson. Still not bad. 55 but through Brentwood and Franklin. Just some radar out here this morning. Give yourself extra time. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg is underway now through October 31st. Check it out at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Greg Pogue back once again to tell you about Bongo Java, Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, just inside the Fifth Avenue entrance across from the Music City Center. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh locally roasted coffee, classic handcrafted espresso drinks, and fresh baked goods. Open every morning at 7 until 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Bongo Java adds to that great Omni Nashville Hotel experience.
And now, Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans. King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
What if I told you the head football coach at the University of Florida is being considered for the role of Cousin Eddie in the new National Lampoon's Vacation 2 movie? What if I told you his wife has kissed on more Florida players than Candy Fisher? What if I told you the first thing he bought after getting his new contract was a studio-quality Chewbacca mask? ESPC 30 for 30 presents Dan Mullen, the Darth Gator.
Mullen coaching him up, though. Mullen is coaching them up. Them Gators getting coached up, as we would say here in the South. Hawkeye Jason points out a tweet, and it's from somebody named Tyler. Just 8 Power 5 teams have won 80% of their games in the last 3 seasons. Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Georgia, Oregon, and Iowa. That's pretty impressive. 80, that's at least 80% of your games is what that says. Oh, Tyler is the director of recruiting at Iowa. The prior director, Eric Johnson, yes, he moved here. He left Iowa and moved here, and I don't know if he's still involved in this venture, but he moved here to open a Culver's restaurant. Friend of mine was telling me about that, who is part owner of that same restaurant. And a couple of years ago, now this happened, oh boy, 6-7 years ago maybe, when he moved here. And I don't know if that's still what he's doing or not, but yeah, he was involved in Iowa football prior to all of that. Patton, who did you say we've got ready on the phones here? Dane in East Nashville or on the Redneck Riviera. It's one of the two. You can always catch him one of those two spots. Welcome in, sir.
Bill, I'm down here. I'm actually down here on the Redneck Riviera. I've been down here for a week, and I'll be down here for another week. So had nice weather the whole time down here, man.
Oh, I bet. It's
been great. I've been eating as much shrimp as I can find and washing it down with Coors Light, man. Having a good time.
That's a rough life right there, Dane. I, yeah. I I hope you can get through all that.
Well, it's definitely enjoyable, man. I'll tell you that. But hey, I'll tell you, man. Shout out to Gator Mike. I hadn't heard him on here in a while, but shout out to my boy Hambone for the Hogs Saturday.
Hambone's Hogs are a good looking football team.
Yeah, you know, and there's the running joke is going around now that they're Texas State champions, you know. But anyway, I tell you, man, Bill, Tennessee Saturday night, I mean, they hung with them for a half, but when we missed that field goal down there and then that 30 yards worth of penalties on one play there, a few things like that, we just – Tennessee just don't have the horses. I mean, we got some good players, but we just don't have enough good players. And did you think Hooker played a pretty good game? I did.
I mean, he was serviceable. I don't know what the Harrison Bailey hadn't taken one snap all year, has he?
I don't know what that is. I'm waiting to see him. I would like to see him. You know, and hats off to the Mays kid, the center there. He got beat up, and he tried to stay out there. Man, the kid was trying his butt off, and I think people sometimes, Bill, forget how important the job of center is, and I just you could tell the kid was out there hurting, man. But anyway, I hope that I live long enough now to maybe see Tennessee get good again. What are your impressions of Heupel's coaching?
I thought he's fine. I didn't see anything that bothered me about his sideline abilities in that ball game. Their problem right now isn't who the head coach is; it's who the players are.
Of course. But my thing is, I hope that we can. Keep him for a while because we had two coaches for 30 years and we've had five coaches in 12 years. So we just got to see how that goes, man. But anyway, that's all I want to throw out, man. But it's nice down here on the Gulf. And if anybody's listening and hadn't been down here, they ought to come down here and try it. I think they'd enjoy it. We'll holler at you down the road, Bill.
All right, Dave. Thank you very much. Yeah, he's down there in L.A., Lower Alabama. On the beach. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, my goodness, are my Noles bad. It was also, though, great to hang out with my dad, he says, his daughter, who's a freshman? Just got there to Florida State. And Alan from Tampa, hanging out. Yeah, I saw some of those pictures. They were good. Tabs up in Chicago checking in this morning. She says, things that I am thankful for today. Missing WB crying on the Bill King show. Now, it's a tweet that she retweets from Kayvon Pope, who quit during the game. And then they announced on Sunday he'd been dismissed. And he writes, I think I can say F-U-C-C. Okay, I didn't spell it right. I did not violate anything there. And then the rest of it is Ohio State. That's what he tweeted. He came back on Sunday and I guess apologized and said, I'm going to work on myself. And I mean, let's hope he's able to do all that. I'm not trying to make fun of him, but throwing a temper tantrum like that during the game is, and I don't know the backstory. I don't know anything about it, but there's a better way to handle your business than that. Let's put it that way. Anyways, that's quit during the game. Didn't somebody a year ago, I think this happened somewhere else last year. Didn't some kid quit? I don't remember the school at halftime. Anyways, we'll get the break. Balls of Steel, hour number 3, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It was busy about an hour ago, but now it's just typical heavy traffic here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Watch your speed on I-40 coming in through Kingston Springs. All that traffic in through Dixon County, Hickman County, Charlotte Ave at 25th there in Midtown. It looked like two, maybe three cars were involved. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Log on to princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
R&M Printing reminds everyone to please drive safely, sensibly, and defensively this summer season, especially around our parks and crosswalks. Remember, when a car hits a car, that's an accident, but when a car hits a child, that's a tragedy. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their 30 years of experience for all your printing needs. From company logos to hoodies to t-shirts and more, call R&M Printing today at 615-453-5770 or visit them online at rmprinting.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
That remains funny. And will remain funny for 100 years from now. Mike down in the Shoals in Alabama says, Bill, I think NIL is going to weed out coaches who can't coach more than anything else. Got to motivate and also educate to win games nowadays. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, can Travion Henderson be a Heisman threat this year if he has a 1,500-yard season? Well, a threat, yes. Does the voting public like true freshmen to win it? No. If they like true freshmen to win it, Herschel Walker wins it in 1980. And George Rogers, who was a really, really good player, and I'm not trying to take anything from him. He had a heck of a year, too, at South Carolina, won it that year. So it's could there be a year when a true freshman wins it? You never want to say no, but and Josh didn't necessarily say win it there. He said a threat. Could it be a threat? Sure. High-profile position, touches the ball like that tons of times. He's clearly their best running back. So as a threat, yes. Topwater assassin in South Carolina. Bill, in Vegas, Clemson opens up as a 17-point favorite. He says, Bill, Clemson can't score 17 in the whole game against air. It's a brutal struggle right now, them offensively. It's hard to watch. Jason down in Alabama. Bill, do you think Bryce Young and Matt Corral have separated themselves as the top QBs in college football? I think they're separating out from what I saw a week ago and the Heisman predictions. Now, as the top, I mean, I think they're playing right there at the top. I think that would be fair. It was pointed out earlier that, and I think Karen had the link, but Sam Howell, Spencer Rattler, De'Aaron King, who am I leaving out? I'm leaving somebody out. But they're just not having the years right now. We don't know why. Maybe it's what's around them. Maybe it's they're lazy because of name, image, likeness. I don't know. I can't prove that yet. We don't know that. No, we don't know that yet. Josh points out a tweet that one service rivals actually had Travion Henderson number 81 overall and the number 4 running back. I think on the composite he was number 1 though. I think so. Jeff checking in this morning. This is Jeff in Ashland City. He says, Tennessee is not having the Jimmies and the Joes, as Bill says, but not sure about coaching either. Jury's still out and kind of wonder if you can big time with that hurry-up offense because it takes a huge toll on your defense. I don't see any problems with Heupel so far. I just see a guy who's very handcuffed and limited with what he's got to work with. I mean, you could say the same. Coach Marshall was talking about that early with Vanderbilt, which is, I think, very true. Yeah, very, very true. Jimbo. That would be Karen. I tell you what, when I talk about Arkansas, I'm not really demeaning A&M. I don't mean to be. I'm just saying Arkansas is a very, if you take a look at the teams across America right now, they're about as fundamentally sound as any team out there. And I'm not saying they're better than Alabama or something. I'm just saying they don't look like they have many problems on either side of the ball. They're well constructed with the bigs up front, both sides of the line of scrimmage. And they've got playmakers offensively. They've got a dominating wide receiver. And they have a quarterback who really fits into what they're trying to do, or they're fitting in his skill set quite well. They're rugged on the back end at linebacker and in the secondary, too. That is a good-looking football team. And they go from really not being able to win any SEC games to, in 2 years, are one of the conversation pieces in college football, not just the SEC. No, not just the SEC. Everywhere. It's I got to tell you now, it's impressive, to say the least. Jason is in Hawkeye, Jason. Bill, Eric Johnson, who left Iowa to come down here and start a Culver's restaurant, has been the executive director of football at Wisconsin the past 3 years. So he did leave here, and he's back in football. And apparently he was on the staff as a GA under Woody Woodhouse. I did not know that. I did not remember him. But, so he's back in. He's back in football. Now he's in Wisconsin. All right, we'll take the break. Oh, get your Balls of Steel. Go ahead and post those. You can post those right now. Balls of Steel coming up hour number 3. Omni, Nashville Hotel.